so crazy that they don't talk about it.
I give you another one. And I'm going to mess your head up with this one. One who doesn't get in trouble off the court, Draymond.
He sure don't.
No.
You don't even think about it. He was a bad guy on the court.
not off the court.
Damn, see, you just said off the field, off the court.
You're killing me with that one. I can't stand you sometimes.
You know, right, though.
I can't stand you.
Everybody wanted to steal Jordan Poole.
Hey, come on, man.
Y'all
talking about $500,000 just for a date with a rapper, a female rapper.
Oh, Ice Spice?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I'm giving nobody $500,000 to go out on a date with me.
But let's say this. What if LeBron wasn't with his childhood friends, right? Having a publicist and having good friends, solid friends, is keeping it real, then they're not bad people. Having those type of people around you makes a difference. So say for instance, LeBron James didn't have that group of people with him, and he had just some random people that people put, paid for. He would have been totally different. So, be totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's important to have, back to the moral of the story, like you was asking about me and how, what makes my job better, easier. Is having a good team around you. All those guys, you said Tim Duncan, I guarantee you had a publicist. I guarantee you had a good team around him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hired people around him.
But he had that coach that was.
Yeah. Good people around him.
Bob Popovich, and you ain't hear nothing about. Now, think about it. Tony Parker ended up with Jordan Poole. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the baddest females at that time, and Eva Longoria. His career was starting to come to an end. You bet. By year two, they was divorced already 2 years before they were, before you even heard anything about them not being married.
True. The same thing with Shaquille O'Neal, unfortunately.
Man, Shaq the greatest to go to advertising. Man, he is a marketing.
But you gotta understand something.
But you can't hate him for that.
Where do you think LeBron got the idea from for bringing his guys on?
Exactly. Yeah.
And look how many jerseys he retired. He retired from Orlando and Miami and Cleveland.
Right, right.
Everywhere he went.
Y'all gotta think about it. You heard him in interviews with Shaq. He came out of college with that mindset. Don't no rookies in the NBA at that age have that mindset of being a marketing genius of yourself, bro. Mm-hmm.
And surrounding people around you.
He came into the NBA as a rookie and marketing himself.
But he say what changed his life and business was Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson talked to him.
Put a whole different type of engine behind himself.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he got Bob Johns.
He got everything he think of.
He's a techno DJ that travels the world and be the DJ at real mosh pit parties.
Mm-hmm.
No, he meant nothing with no words. That's all, and getting paid for this.
Because he's Shaq.
And look, and all he's doing is hitting the bike.
Yeah.
Like the dude on the movie. With the kids, and the dude in the neck, and his uncle threw him out. Like, what is this noise? And everybody went glow in the dark. He probably got somebody telling him to.
No question.
Because if you don't, like you say, foundation and engine all side.
Yeah. Foundation Energy. So guys, it's 10 o'clock. Well, actually it's 10:05. All right. This has been the Studio W Sports Page brought to you by J&J. I got the owner and the general manager of the Richmond Ram Chargers, Mr. Hassan Fountain and Mr. Aaron Turner. And around about this time, gentlemen, we got to start talking about football.
Who is y'all football team? Please do not say that song.
No. We got to get it. It's 10 o'clock, bro. We got to get into the pitch.
No, I'm just saying. I just want to know their favorite team. He looks like he might rock with Sado.
With who?
You don't like that. You don't rock with that Sean Davenport.
Oh, no. Oh, you insult me.
He's like, what?
You insult me like that. Well, truthfully, I really don't have a team, you know, dealing with the NFL. I just look for them. I truly don't. But like we was talking before, I do like how Baltimore is rolling. I do like, so I'm a fan of the NFL. I don't really have a team. But it's definitely not Dallas, though. I'll tell you that.
No. And the reason why is my mind, here lately, my mind stayed clicking for things that's not entertainment on that level right there. So, right, be honest with you, I'm tunnel vision. It's tunnel vision. It's Richmond Ram Chargers. It's about these kids. It's Ram Chargers.
I don't care about nothing else.
Yeah, it ain't about my kids, my wife. It's Richmond Ram Charger.
I'm walking down that Ram Charger tunnel.
Right. And can I say one thing, Mr. Brown, real quick?
Oh, by all means.
If it's any local businesses, we're looking for corporate sponsors. We're looking for sponsors, right? We're going to have sponsors, just like you go to and people. It's not about nothing crazy. If you go to any establishment, a sports team, Washington Wizards, anybody you go to, you look on them walls and you see those names, that's what you call sponsors, right?
Yes.
All, that's how any sports franchise is ran by actually the sponsors, merchandise, and things of that nature.
Yes.
And so we're asking all local businesses. We have a sponsorship package. We have a gold, platinum, silver, and also a fan package. We have season tickets. And we have season tickets for the regular admission, and also we have season tickets for the floor seats, like just like the pro games we're gonna have across from the benches, the floor seats for the star-studded people that is.
Come on out,
and we're gonna have packages for those as well. So we're looking for businesses to come out. If you want to have your banners, we're gonna have 8x8-foot banners for our sponsors, the teams for our jerseys. One of the packages has your name of your company would be on the actual jersey. It's going to be a wonderful day. And we're going to have people like Mr. Brown here with us. So that's what it's all about.
So y'all already got somebody making y'all merchandise?
Yeah, I have all that set up already.
Yeah.
Everything pretty much that has anything to do with the team is already set up already. We're just going to roll it out soon.
Well, I was saying, did you know somebody that does that?
We've had so many people hit us up, and we do appreciate it because that's the thing. The opportunity, it may not be here right now, but it can be here years ago. That, and that's why I've been telling everybody who've been hitting us, several people,
merchandise. Might not be the right time.
Yeah. Everybody has a season.
Don't keep inboxing us because you never know.
Never know. Yeah.
Hey,
there you go.
Yes, coming to the studio right now, we got the greatest Cowboy fan of all time.
Oh, is that CJ?
My man, Mr. CJ Richardson, and the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Well, it's not much to say when you're sitting out here in first place. I mean, I'm great. I've been on this show every week, all football season, and all I heard about was another team in first place. Well, how I feel to be in second? That's why I'm here today. I want all the smoke.
Now, CJ, I allow you to put words in my mouth during your show, but not here. But don't come here with the false.
Hey, don't show off in front of your friends.
Don't come here with the false narrative. I gave you your props on your show. I gave you the flowers. I let you have them on your show.
And Roma, he's trying to be nice now because he got company.
No, he ain't trying to be nice. He's trying to start stuff already.
Let me pull the receipts, boy. You going to be woofing and talking about what y'all going to do. What you going to do?
I haven't said none of that. No. You're not having it. I ain't letting you have it. I ain't said none of that all these summers.
Talk to your friend, Roma. And where your dad at?
Yeah, he'll be here shortly, but we gonna set the record straight here.
All 16 of his teams lost last week.
I can't hear me.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, bro. I'm doing good.
Oh man. Hey, CJ, Mark, I got the owner and the general manager of the Richmond Ram Chargers here. Do you have any questions for him?
Just the people I'm trying to talk to. Look, when the tryouts?
we were thinking about you, CJ.
Hey, do not let this guy during being fool you, boy. The crossover is vicious. Yeah, of course. Now I'm talking about from the stands. Now not on the floor.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the crossover is vicious. You know when you're doing it like this. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all for bringing basketball back to the area. That's what I want. You know, that's amazing because we need activities for people to do. You know, this entertainment and basketball is one of them things. I remember when we had the another version of this league came through a few years ago, but it didn't last long. Mm-hmm. But I attended some games. You know what I'm saying? I had a good time. So anything live, anything community based, anything, you know, anything fun. You know, y'all know me. Well, Aaron know me anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm with it.
Right.
You know, so I can't wait to get to when do you buy tickets? See, you see, I believe in support each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So where the ticket link at? You know, you ain't got to give me nothing. See, I'm not one of them people who come on, well, y'all got their tickets?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to buy my ticket.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm saying? Cause support ain't asking you, hey, can I get a couple of tickets? I'll be at the game. Well, anybody can do that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I want to know what the ticket link is. So I can bring my son and we can watch basketball, eat popcorn, a few hot dogs, and have a good family time. That's what I'm looking for.
Exactly. Amen.
That's what I'm looking for.
We are 10 months before that rollout. The season our first game actually isn't until November 2024.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. So y'all just getting all the groundwork and the backdrop and stuff straight right now.
Right. Yeah, because they actually playing right now because they start like the end of October, November. So
we're a season away, basically.
Right. We're a season away and stuff. So we getting all the, like you say, the background stuff together now. And just a little side note, Kevin, you was talking about me and, you know, the motivation. And it's always somebody you got to look at. And I talked to CJ a couple weeks ago. This brother here motivates me in the morning with what he does. And CJ, Kevin was talking about how I met him, but you always have somebody else that motivates you. And this brother motivates me in the morning. And I try to tune in almost every day. And so you help me. So in turn, I guess I'm helping other people. So
there you go.
I, you know, again, shout out to you, good person, and you've been out there for a minute doing everything, so I'd like to thank you publicly.
I appreciate you, man.
No problem.
Where are the pool of players? Like, are these college, ex-college players or overseas?
It's everything. If you got a good wicked jump shot and a crossover, and you healthy, you won't want.
But it's going to probably be upward from 50 to 100 people trying out, right? We're only taking the very, very, very best 14. I had individuals contact me as far as away from Danville, Virginia, 2.5 hours away from here, sent me some things. So, guys, talking about coming in, a few guys from Maryland as well.
Tywood.
So, yes, sir.
So, if you're coming from 10 plus 2 Africa, and you get home, you won't.
You own.
Okay, good deal.
Yes, sir.
I've been looking forward to some of y'all stuff y'all got coming up, and you know, if you got any fundraising stuff that you need my help with, let me know.
Okay.
So we'll figure it out.
Okay, definitely. Like I said, it's all a community thing, and everybody has the same goal. And we actually just talked about that earlier about everybody having the same goal and the same vision. And we always need to get together. A lot of times, you know, we just want to isolate ourselves. I want to be the one.
What's your niche, sir? Village. What's your niche?
Who, me?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm just man of God. No, I'm a comedian, man. I'm a comedian.
Yeah. A comedian?
Yeah. I'm a comedian MC host. And I used to host some of those. I do play-by-play for several high schools in the area. And I ain't trying to get no job, but I'm just telling you what I do.
No, I'm saying you do stand-up comedian as what you call professional. Which you say being professional, right?
It is professional, yeah.
No, I'm saying that you say is that's professional.
That's my job, yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to say it was amateur, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, I am. I'm whatever you say I am. I'm just, that's what I do, man.
That's the comedian, right?
I'm a comedian, so you can catch me every Friday at the Park RVA locally. You know, when I ain't out and about around town.
Listen here. You said the Park RVA, right?
Correct.
I want to have a meet and greet there. I might need to link up with you to see who I need to contact over there.
You're talking to the right person now.
Okay. Listen, as soon as we have our tryouts, that's going to be February 24th and 25th, right? I think probably 2 weeks after that, after we select our team, I want to have a meet and greet at the restaurant there.
All right, we'll get that straight for you.
Yes, sir. And we're buying all the bottles. Y'all don't have to give them to us for free or nothing.
I'll contact CJ. We'll go for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, okay.
Oh my God!
All right, we got another.
Oh, Sydney,
what's up, Sydney?
Oh, what's going on?
You know that guy?
I thought Sydney was Cat Williams.
You know that guy?
Hey, Sydney! I thought you came to set it off.
You know this guy, man?
You know, Roma. I know a lot of people.
Yes, sir. You gonna try out for the team, Sydney?
Yeah, I might come out of retirement.
Don't do that.
Show Roma. Show Roma. Do that. Show Roma. Still got it. You see what I'm saying?
Mr. Fallon.
Yes, sir.
You don't have no idea. I respect your vision.
You have no idea.
But do not.
I'm gonna have to come out of retirement.
Put Oscar on your team.
Oh Lord.
And you know where Oscar come from?
Oh, there you go.
He stick his head up and what?
Yeah,
you don't want that. I got a better chance of giving you lead on that team.
No, they trying to do something. They actually trying to do something.
They can't be asking you to do it.
Come on, I still got a little something in the tank.
All right, Nilo.
All right, well, we're going to tell you that if you go out there and hurt something, all we got are Band-Aids out there. That's all we got. So you got
Hey, look, they talking to you, Roma.
No, they talking to you.
That is anybody. All we got is Band-Aids. Get hurt.
Hey, cut your camera off.
I'm good.
Cut your camera off.
I'm good. I got you.
Well, that is all. Mr. Fallon, you might need a good towel, boy.
Yeah.
Here he go.
Oh, wow.
See, these two individuals, I go through this with them almost every day.
Gracious.
This is an everyday conversation between them.
Because he's trying to get to my level.
What level?
That Battery Park legend level?
Didn't I beat you one-on-one before?
That don't mean nothing. Kobe beat Jordan, too.
Oh, I don't know about that. Not one-on-one.
Man, that you beat me by 1 point on the bad ankle.
A win is a win. If you win the Super Bowl by 1 point, guess what that is?
You sound like a Redskins fan holding on to our last Super Bowl.
No, you always bring it up.
That was like 10 years ago, see it.
Look, do I have to go to the trials and show you something?
Do you need me to show you something again? I mean, show me that you can try out.
Cause my boy Mill, you see what I'm saying? He ain't say nothing. He just, look, I'm gonna let him go ahead and say what he need to say. You the only one.
Because you disrespect yourself, absurd with the battery pop legend.
Why I can't be a battery pop legend?
Cause you not one.
Oh my God, I didn't put in enough points out there.
No, I mean, you asked the question, I answered it.
These gentlemen right here. So we got,
look, I'm going, we are having the tryouts. I need to try out, man. Show February, this man I still got it.
It's gonna be February 24th,
25th. Oh, we gonna be there.
That's crazy. Hey, look, Romar, that's on my birthday, so you know I gotta make it.
That's right, bring $35 and come on trial for your birthday.
Non-refundable. Tell them non-refundable.
Non-refundable.
it's $35 in advance, right?
Yeah, $35 in advance and $65 at the door.
Yeah. Yep. You got it. Go ahead and pay it at the door.
Don't come there with $35. Don't come there on the day of the trial with $35 that you're going to get in.
Hey, don't come. And don't come in there with them Kobe's on, think you're going to be great.
Oh, now we got
to I wear Jordans when I...
Oh, when you disrespected his shoe.
No matter what shoe, I can go in there and pair of steel toes. I still got it. No matter what I got on my feet. Look.
I'll give you $100 if you make the team with some steel toes on.
Me and Bill went out Rockwood. I had on a pair of tight New Balance. I was still giving them people work.
But you said you're going to make the team with steel toes on.
I'm just saying it don't matter what type of brand of shoes I got on. I'm still going to ball out.
Matter of fact, I will pay your $65 entry fee.
You ain't got to do that. I just want you to be there and watch. How much do it cost to watch?
It ain't gonna cost me nothing.
Oh, I just want you to spectate that.
I want you in the field toes.
And bring some pom-poms, too. It's
gonna be $35 to watch.
$35
If you want to get in the building, you got to pay $35.
Okay. I come to watch these.
Where the building at? What's the building?
It's gonna be at, the tryouts is gonna be at, the Salvation Army Boys Club on R Street.
And the games?
The game's gonna be at Huguenot High School.
Okay.
The biggest high school in the city of Richmond. I wanted to have, I could have easily went to J.R. Tucker's, Highland Springs, any of those places any given Sunday. But I want to at least have the games because it's Richmond Ram Chargers. I want to have it in city limits because 15% of all ticket sales are going to be donated to RPS, Richmond Public Schools, to their resource centers.
And that's for the trials, but for the games, for all our home games,
15% of ticket sales will be going to the Richmond Public Schools, to their resource centers, the elementary school our resource centers, which is the libraries.
Excellent.
Guys, I just thank y'all for spending this Saturday morning with us. I know you guys get on out here, but thank you so much. For letting us be the first one in the NBA.
That means the world to us. We're going to get together, we're going to like share everything, and everything that we need to do is the sports page.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So thank you.
I got
a question for the lead, Mill. Can I ask one question?
What is a Ram Charger? And you know what? The Ram Chargers is one of the best full pickup trucks. You have a Ram Charger, Dodge Ram Charger.
Well, I had to ask because I mean it could mean anything. It could be a Ram charging.
You know they call it. It's based after the pickup. The charging Rams, the Ram Charger, same difference.
But you based it after the truck.
Yes, sir. The logo, which is the Ram, and then it's the Ram Charger, which is the truck. Yes, sir.
Okay, next question.
It stands for being tough.
Yeah, oh yeah, that fit me, so I know I need to be on the team.
Hey, let me say this real quick. Hey, Sydney. Sydney, I was telling the young guy, I was telling the men here about far as whatever I think, and I try to make it happen. I try my best to make it happen. I've been knowing Sydney for what? When I first met you, Sydney, 2012, maybe 11, 12, somewhere right in there.
Oh, so you still trash.
And the ambition.
It's like hard over that Battery Park Legend title.
Yeah. And I was telling them, Sydney, that, you know, anything I try to wrap my mind around, I try to go full, be full blast into it. And I've been like this ever since you've been knowing me, right?
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know, trying to make something shake. So, you know, that's just
fact. You shouldn't make, well, you shouldn't ask him to come try out.
No. Hey, it's a family friend.
You gotta excuse him, man.
Living beside my wife and her two brothers. All, you know, pretty much their life. So, yeah, that's how I met Sydney. Real good young man. And I'm proud of you, Sydney, doing a wonderful job, brother.
Appreciate it, bro. That's what I do.
Excellent piece of trash.
Hey, stop.
Hey, we definitely thank you, Mr. Brown, for having us, okay?
Anytime, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Anytime, y'all.
Appreciate it.
Also, we will, when we come back, we want to bring around Coach Neville. We kind of like leading off until, but when we get to the players and all that, he's going to be the basketball person. So he handles all the basketball. So once we get players intact and everything, want to come back and you're here for Ray.
Raymond Neblett. Oh, I know him too, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like I said, I mean, this is the perfect time to strike right now. We in the new year, we might
just
make things
pop. Hey, CJ, I'm gonna have you doing, if you don't mind, you know, doing your comedian act. Like I was telling the young men here, that we're going to have the best 30 minutes in the city of Richmond every week when we have our home games, right? And our home games going to consist of entertainment. We're going to have.
Let's go.
Yeah. Everybody, we got to put everybody on that plateau. You know what I'm saying? This is not about us. It's about everybody. So, you know, let's get down. Let's have some good comedian, Mr. CJ, and do his thing. That's what I'm talking
about. And all my comedy is clean, too, so it fits the occasion.
Right.
Family. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, y'all, man, appreciate y'all, man. I can't wait for the game.
Yes, sir.
My Lakers suck, so I need some excitement. I need the Rams charging. The Lakers ain't Laking.
Hey, quick question. When does the season actually start?
When does the season start? Like October, November, 2024.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's unrealistic,
man. That's great. Right, thank you guys for joining us. Sir,
thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Son Fountain, Mr. Aaron Turner. And coming to the stage, I got another close personal friend of mine that's going to get with us. We're going to talk a little boxing. We're going to talk a little football. It's my auntie. Miss Roz McCoy. Auntie, how you doing?
What up?
Good. We just finished interviewing the owner and the general manager of the Richmond Rams Chargers, new team coming to our lovely city. And we transitioning that. We're gonna talk about a little bit of we got some basketball to talk about. A little bit of boxing to talk about because we still got the boxing blue, Mr. Mark Daniels on here, but we're going to get into our NFL picks right now. So I want to know, as you as a diehard Niner fan, how excited you are for these playoffs right now?
I am extremely excited, although I am a little concerned about the game tomorrow because that's a divisional game. We got big beef with the Rams. So I don't know. It could go either way. I'm not sure what starters were resting, if any. I do know McCafferty is not working because he has a calf injury. But I'm excited. I'm excited for your Eagles, too.
Y'all don't be excited for us.
Why not?
Nah, don't be excited. Don't be excited. Ain't nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see here, folks. We some trash right now.
Y'all a good team. Y'all just had a slump. Like, we had a slump earlier this season. We had, what, lost 3 games in a row to teams we shouldn't have lost to? So, it happened.
But it's something about the presentation that's just too alarming to just, too alarming to ignore, put it that way. It's too, what they're doing right now is not conclusive to winning football games. So I'd rather defer my comments until we can look like an actual football team again. Because right now that's not what we're doing. Right now what we're doing is embarrassing. I can't defend what they got going on right now. So with that being said, CJ,
yo,
I have a diehard Niners fan on the line with me.
See, unlike some, right? It's a week to week league. The Niners, this ain't Niners week. This is Washington Commanders week to win the division. See, a lot of people want to look forward, like the Eagles. They look right on the past Arizona Cardinals, and a dude about 4'7" went out there and threw for 500 and beat them up. See, we got to beat the Commanders. Nothing works with the Cowboys this year, right now, if we don't beat the Commanders and get these guaranteed 2 home games that we can win them. So we get to the 49ers. This is the deal, the way I see it. We can get to the 49ers when we get to the NFC Championship. We have to go out to Cali. But nothing works if we overlook this week. So I'm not worried about them right now. And everything that happened with them was in the past. They got injuries looming too. But we'll get to that later. We don't know what kind of 49er team we're going to meet up with. But right now, Commanders is the most important thing. Kevin Harris.
Yes, sir. Omar.
It's the most important thing on my mind right now. I'll be up there tomorrow in the cold. We're going out with a bang. We're going to celebrate that NFC East Championship live in person.
Hey, that's cool.
No, I know it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I need us to lose anyway to say the secure draft.
Yeah, whatever. You know, really with me, hey, do what you got to do. Get your picks. You know, make sure you call Riverboat Ron, because Riverboat Ron, he's going all out.
What I'm calling him for?
Because he's going all out to win. It's his last game anyway.
He can lose it. He's still gone.
My point is, just like Lovie Smith tricked it up for Chicago, you know, he might trick it up for y'all.
I hope he don't.
It would not surprise me at this point.
And see, CJ, I heard this earlier on the ride over here. Hey, from who? You already know who. The one person that throws us under the bus.
Oh, well, come on, man. Hey, look, I got to keep it real.
What jersey he got on today?
Oh, he got a San Francisco Jerry Rice jersey on today.
I'm done with this dude. Don't they just give him a jersey when he walk in the studio?
Hey, look, hey, when we go pick him up, I'm like, well, that go Cam favorite team this week.
look, you just never know. What jersey I'm going to have on? It could be a Steelers jersey look, 1 week.
I see the John. I'm just waiting for him to come outside with a Monstars jersey on. From off of Space Jam.
Oh, yeah.
You got a closet full, though.
Oh, man. Yeah. Is it closet full?
Kevin, somebody.
You just never know. I'm going
to give it to you for real, though, Kevin. Riverboat Ron.
Be Enemy going to, I think.
Daniel Snyder. The Waltons. Yeah, Little House on the Prairie. Y'all ain't winning tomorrow.
No. Don't leave the light on for John, boy.
It's gonna be a lot of pink slips coming out after 7:30 tomorrow. So.
Oh yeah.
A lot.
You're right.
A lot.
We winning that. But Mill Love, buddy. He can go ahead and let that NFC East back to back. He can go ahead and
They slipped.
Man, yeah. I mean,
they slipped tremendously last week. They tripped themselves up.
They tricked that joint up.
I'm like, are you serious?
All you got to do is beat the Giants and the goddamn Cardinals. Now, on paper, it was a walkthrough, but that's when I knew it wasn't going to happen.
And see, and like I said, and then on top of that, there's a lot of frustration going on the inside, too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Y'all got problems. Y'all got a lot of problems. You know,
well, Jalen Hurts is starting to regress a little bit.
Yeah,
and you know, I hate to say it, but it, you know that the way he's playing now is the reason why Tua got his job down here in Alabama when he was there. So, I'm telling you now, Philly in trouble.
Yeah, yes, it's definitely looking like it. And the thing about it is, when you lose at the worst possible time, it's hard to recover.
Well, they picked the wrong, them teams that started off on fire, you had them on TV talking about Dallas saying that now everything didn't change.
Yes.
Because now to me, Dallas is the team to beat in the NFC.
Yeah.
You know, the 49ers, I was wondering at what point was dudes going to start getting hurt up there because they known to get McCaffrey known for missing 2-3 games. I mean, bad dude, but he's known for missing games. The problem is they didn't pick the wrong part of the year to start getting these injuries up there. You know, Dallas is definitely, in my opinion, the road to the Super Bowl got to go through them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can't even argue that point either because it's like, if you got to struggle early, then struggling late. I mean, because when I say that, because you got time to work things out, you know, get yourself right. And once you know, and then get yourself on a roll and you play hot at the right time, nobody can stop you.
The only thing I'm going to question with Dallas, and I was just curious because they started getting hurt on that offensive line a little bit last couple of weeks. But the only other thing I wonder, you know, the New York Jets let Dalvin Cook go. I was kind of surprised Dallas didn't throw, they had talked about him in offseason, throw a dib in there just to pick him up for this playoff run.
Actually, I'm kind of glad we didn't because that running back we got from Seattle is actually what we needed. We needed that big power back. This guy like 6 foot something, 220 some pounds, and he's pretty good. We played against him early in the year, and he's a straight line runner. He's a brute, and he's actually a better fit, but he's not the name. See, sometimes people, we go after these name players, and it's not what we really, really need. So let him go on over to Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? And see, the way I look at some things in football too, he wanted out of his situation for a reason, you know. If he wasn't even the better back on his own team, that speaks volumes too. So it's more than what meets the eye. So sometimes less is more, but I think we're going to be all right, you know.
Well, you know what? When he decided to go to New York, I knew that wasn't going to be a match. They already had Breece Hall there. He went there, I think, because he figured Aaron Rodgers – and I think, to be honest, he got a little desperate because there wasn't no huge market for this cat like he thought it was going to be.
That is true, too.
And it got to a point where I think, I don't know if it was before the season started or did he sign right at the beginning of the season, where I think he said, man, I'm going to sign whoever offers me the money now at this point because I ain't nobody offering me nothing.
Who y'all talking about? Dalvin Cook?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how you go from being one of the best backs in the league a year ago to not being able to get a job
because of the market for value for a running back.
Yeah. And see, once he got to New York, I hate to say it, two plays into their season, that was the end of it for him. They were done.
Yeah,
that was it.
You can tell in New York with him signing there, it was only one purpose and one purpose only. He chasing the ring. And he think that he was going to get it this year with the Jets. Or at least making it to the Super Bowl until the injury to Aaron Rodgers happened.
Oh, yeah. Well, more injuries have determined more games than coaching scheme or talent.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? That had a big part in them cutting him right now. And now you see he done signed with Baltimore, and it's obvious, again, ring chasing.
That's not going to work because Baltimore got that Dallas 2016 syndrome going on. So they're going to rest Lamar Jackson, and then he won't play for another 3 weeks. Oh, you think he's going to come back sharp?
No.
More than likely not.
No. But I'm just saying, you know that with him getting cut and he signing with Baltimore, he figured that's his best chance is going – if it's not getting the ring, at least going to the Super Bowl.
We'll see. Proximity-wise, too, it was a good – It was a good move because he ain't really got to do nothing but come right on down the road a little bit. So I think logistics had a little bit to do with it as well, you know.
And you know what? He will actually, to be honest with you, because he'll actually play in Baltimore. Out of all the teams, he will play. Cause they got power backs, but they don't have that breakaway type guy. The little guy they had, he got hurt and, is gone for the year. So it may work out for him.
It might.
It's a very good possibility.
I don't know because you ain't seen much of him this year.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. Philly might have, I mean, they got DeAndre Swift. I understand that. But once you get past him, they didn't have, don't seem like they've had too much lately either. So, I mean, I was kind of surprised a couple teams didn't throw a line out there for him. But like I said, at this point, you know, everybody's talking about Baltimore. It's the team in the AFC. I'm telling everybody, you don't want to play Joe Flacco in the playoffs.
Well, that's who the team that I think is the scariest going into the playoffs in the AFC is Cleveland.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're going, you don't know what you're really getting playing.
But like you said, Mark, it's that Flacco effect. Because he can have a 50-50 season, an eye season, but it's something that's in him that turned on when the playoffs happen.
It's like when you get hot at the right time, you know, who can stop you?
Like, well, he might have had one of the greatest stretches in NFL history leading up to his first, to that Super Bowl that they won.
Well, you know, people, I'm pretty sure y'all remember. Hey, man, this dude had them to the AFC Championship game, I think, 3 or 4 times. One time, I'll never forget it, being a Baltimore fan, Lee Evans dropped a sure touchdown in the end zone. They started off, and I knew they were going to lose this game. They started off beating New England 21-0 in the first quarter. I said, they can't keep this up. Ain't no way it's going to happen. And then Brady brung them back and won. But, I mean, when this dude gets to the playoffs, he can have a horrible regular season, he used to be. But we come to the playoffs, it's something different with this cat. And if he got any of that left, there's going to be a few teams in trouble.
You can see it. Ever since he done got picked up by Cleveland, he done improved every game. What, he done had 300 games out of the past 5 games?
I think it's football. Was it like 4-1, I think?
And he done had 300 games in each victory. Passing
the ball. But I ain't trying to be funny, but if you looked at what Cleveland was had going on before he got there, I mean, you might have been able to pick up anybody halfway decent that would have changed that offense around because they didn't have nothing going in the air.
I mean, I'm sorry to say, but in his 4 to 5 games, that offense looked better with him than it ever did with Deshaun Watson.
You think
so?
Yeah,
but I agree 100%. The problem is Cleveland's dumb enough to be on the hook for about $230 million, right?
Yes.
I don't know how you eliminate that.
He has put up better numbers since he got picked up back Cleveland than Deshaun Watson put up all year before he got hurt.
Hey, they can say Deshaun Watson's 100% tomorrow. That dude ain't playing.
No, he's not.
No. They'd have a mutiny in Cleveland if they let that dude play now.
Hey, no, here's the deal, man. Sure, he's putting up numbers. Yeah, he's having a little good stint. And he's getting the praise he may or may not deserve. But just remember, we all know who Joe Flacco is. He's the typical guy to come in and win you 3 or 4 games. He's not gonna take you to the promised land though. We still in the regular season. You know? And the defense has been really carrying the team and creating the momentum. Flacco comes in, hey, you know, sudden change, giving great field position, taking advantage of short down and distance and yardage. If you really watch the games, he ain't had no drives where he had to really do it all. Then he threw up some balls and Cooper catch. Score 75 yards later, so rack yards. So he's a little bit more than a game manager, but he ain't no hero in his short term. We seen this play out before. We seen Carson Wentz before.
Hey CJ,
we gonna see him later on today.
CJ, I want to ask you this question: what team stops you from getting to the Super Bowl?
Me personally?
I mean, what team do you see stopping the Dallas Cowboys getting stopped by from getting to the Super Bowl? Because I feel that y'all have a legitimate chance.
The ones in the stripes?
Themselves.
The referees.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let me rephrase that. Outside of the referees. what team do you think can take y'all from stop that? What team can stop you from getting to the bowl?
Real talk, the obvious answer, everybody thinking in their mind.
I'm asking you.
You well, let me finish. The real thought that everybody has in their mind is San Francisco.
Yes.
Right. That's what they think. But we got to go deep in the playoffs to get to San Francisco. And not only that, they do too. But they the ones with the injuries. So we might not even see them. See, everybody think the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers is on a collision course for the NFC championship game. That ain't happened yet. You see what I'm saying? Because one of these teams, everybody know number six, number seven can slip up and beat you at any given time.
Yes.
So if you overlook your first round opponent, you ain't got to worry about Dallas and you ain't got to worry about San Francisco. So you got to get over that first matchup first.
You know what?
Green Bay has had our number in the past.
So you think Green Bay win? You think Green Bay win and get in the playoffs today? I mean, no, tomorrow.
The two teams I was going to tell you, CJ said it. There's two teams that I would worry about for Dallas to play getting there. It sounds crazy, but I think Green Bay is one of them. Mm. And the Rams can actually be a problem.
That other one point. I can see.
Rams going to play the Eagles.
Whoever played the Rams going to have a problem. Period. Mm. But Green Bay, for whatever reason.
It might be the Lions.
No, they can beat the Lions. That ain't, I mean
if it comes to that point.
No, because if the playoff, the Rams would be like,
in the Rams, the 6 seed?
They'll be the 7. Because Philly, if Philly don't win the division, they lock up the 5th.
Right.
So they'll play Tampa.
Yeah.
Or the Saints.
No, the 3 or 5.
But it depends on who wins the division.
It depends on who wins that.
Yeah.
Right.
3 play 5 in that situation. So the 7th seed, if that's the Rams.
They play the 2 seed.
They play Dallas.
Yeah. I got a better question. What's going to stop the Commanders from packing that up tomorrow?
Nothing.
At this point, CJ?
I got you, CJ. Kevin Harris.
No. Oh. Come on, man. Really?
Kevin Harris.
Really? You this is what you're doing?
Yep.
Come on, Omar.
Cause you're a Redskins/football team/commander hater.
Hater?
And that's your favorite team.
Right.
CJ, how many weeks we done seen this man go against him?
And how many times I've been right? On every one of them.
Don't, cause you point chasing.
And so have you. You've done the same thing.
Speaking of point chasing.
Yeah, both of y'all ahead of me now.
And you.
Where are we on these picks this week?
Yeah, we ain't get to them yet.
Okay, now CJ is right outside the top 10. Actually, we had to point this out. The points have been raised so far this week. Now, the Saturday games are 2 points. That's those two games. Now, here comes the good point. Sunday, there are 6 1 o'clock games. They are now 2 points each instead of one. On the 4:25 slots, there are 7 games. They are now worth 3 points. And the Sunday night game at 8:15 is now 5.
Watch, CJ, I'm gonna get 9 points. I'm gonna get nine points.
All I can say is choose your picks wisely.
Watch this.
All I know is last week I went all straight dogs and I came all the way up to the cusp.
He's right outside the line.
Yeah.
And get this. Hold on. And get this. He was the only one who had the Saints right. Out of 30 people.
Kevin.
Hey.
You point shaving.
We talked about
you point shaving for everybody but me.
Hold on.
You're helping everybody win but me.
Let me give you this tip. If you lose 8-9 games, you're not getting nowhere.
Kim.
Every week.
Kim, I watched.
I watched it too.
I watched the scoreboard on my inner ESPN app.
Yeah. ESPN.
You be disrespecting me. I somehow mysteriously
who
I ain't win them jumps.
Well, that's because there's more people involved in our pool.
Well, then you y'all need to go back and look at these.
I'm looking right at it. And
because
I'm sorry. And, oh, I'm sorry. And since you want to throw this in my face, Mel is above you now.
I know everybody is.
Mel is above you now.
Everybody is. So that's because of your scoring point shaving system.
And look,
ever since my first rant, CJ. I was like 8 when I went on my first rant. I've been dropping earlier since my first rant that he did, that he went against the Commanders.
Alright, so guys. Guys, we gotta get this going. We gotta get this going.
Alright.
Steelers at the, Steelers are going to Baltimore to face the Ravens. What we got?
I got Steelers. What more you got?
Do you believe Pittsburgh gonna go in Baltimore and steal anything besides strippers? I'm going with Baltimore.
All right. CJ, who you got?
Lamar not playing, right?
No.
Let me get the steel curtain.
All right.
I can tell you now, Dad's gonna get caught up when he, when
yeah, we'll get to him later on.
But you probably got the Steelers.
More than likely.
Yeah. All right. Colts. Oh, Mark.
I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh.
Is this a mail in?
No.
Cause I went with the Ravens.
Oh, no, he went Baltimore.
Let's see.
It might be 5 points.
Auntie.
Yes, sir.
Steelers are going to Baltimore to play the Ravens. Give me your take. Who you got?
Since Lamar is sitting, I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Yep. Let me get those.
All right.
All right now.
There's no that Pittsburgh is favored by 3. Man, that's really not much, but it is because normally if the home team is favored by 3, they got it all even. They're going to Baltimore with a 3-point favor. So, yeah, for what it's worth, it's going to be a close, ugly one, as all Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
You going with Pittsburgh, WB?
Pittsburgh and the Ravens?
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
We started this already? Come on.
WB go ahead. Just entered the studio.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, say it.
I want to say it.
What are you playing?
In Baltimore.
Strip club shouting.
And Lamar's not playing.
Lamar's not playing?
No.
Give me Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
Yeah.
It was almost a mail in, but somebody's point chasing, as they say.
Right. Yep. Romar.
Yep.
You got it.
Texans versus the Colts. Both of these, hey, this is a huge game. This has the AFC South on the line.
Whoever wins gets a spot in the playoffs.
No, because you still got the Jacksonville game to decide that.
Win and you're in, lose, you need help.
Okay.
Jacksonville win, they in.
Yeah. So, Texans versus the Colts. Who y'all got? CJ, who you got?
Texans, Colts.
In Indianapolis.
Give me the Colts at the end of the year, yeah.
They playing in Indianapolis?
Yeah. Yes. No, they're playing in
No, they are playing
in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
What's the record? Both 9-7.
Houston has a home point favorite, 2.5.
But they ain't at home.
But they playing in, just like the other game.
They playing in Indianapolis, though.
I know.
All right. Roma, who you got?
I'm going with CJ Stroke. I'm going with the Texans.
All right. That's for today's games. Got those out the way. All right. Buccaneers are going to Carolina to face the Panthers.
Oh,
Buccaneers.
That's a mail in.
Yeah.
Unless we got CJ who searched that 5-point search.
You want to take a chance, CJ?
He looking too. He who thinking about it.
Tampa Bay and Carolina.
Tampa.
Man, you know, ain't no way in the world. But stranger things have happened. But I need them points, so I got to go with Tampa.
Oh, you ain't going to take the 5 points and go with Carolina?
No, because this is a 0-point game.
The 1 o'clock games are now 2 points.
Oh, yeah.
You need all the points you can get.
Mm-mm, yeah, you can't fall so this.
I'll say, choose your picks wisely.
I tell you.
Yes, sir.
Buccaneers are going to the Panthers.
I'm going with Tampa Bay. They're a stronger team. And
Baker Mayfield need that.
Yeah, well, Baker Mayfield does need that.
Yeah, because he get $2 million if he went to play. If they get in the playoffs with that win tomorrow.
Oh, so he's hungry. So yeah, and overall, Tampa is a better team, even though they've like had some questionable plays this year. Still, overall, they're a better team on both sides of the ball. At least they're better than Carolina. So I'm gonna have to go with Tampa Bay on that one.
Good. Mark.
I'm gonna go with Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield's been playing good. I mean, they had a little hiccup game last week, but this dude has had a solid season. So, I gotta go with Tampa Bay in this game.
All right. That's good. Got all that out. That's pretty much.